another rousing edition of the Ed Dye Horror Paranormal Podcast. I am your host, Ed Dye, here to talk about what's going on in the world of horror, paranormal, and all things in between. If you guys enjoy what we're doing and enjoying the shows, feel free to hit us up on social media. If you really enjoy what we're doing, you want us to keep going, go ahead and go over to patreon.com/iseddiedead and feel free to join. There's two tiers, simple, easy. There's two tiers to join, and if you join, maybe you'll get two tears out of my eyes. Our social media is simple. Ed Dye Podcast on Facebook or Twitter. Or if you want to talk to me directly, it's Is Ed Dye Dead on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, I believe Tumblr, if anyone even uses that anymore. But I'm out there. Go out there, find us. Let's get into the world of what's going on and this and that. So I mentioned previously how in Indonesia, they've been trying to scare people into staying inside because of the whole COVID-19, Rona, hashtag the Rona is out there and everyone's getting sick and, you know, you want people off the streets. So I mentioned before how in Indonesia, police patrols with people have been patrolling the streets dressed up as pokangs, which are ghosts from Indonesian folklore that are souls trapped in their death traps. So they've been going around randomly just dressing up like scary ass ghosts and scaring people to stay inside. Well, it seems that hasn't been enough, so they've had to up the ante. According to the Jakarta Post, communities have been instructed to repurpose abandoned houses that are feared to be haunted. Basically tapping into the worldwide, or not the worldwide, but the Indonesian-wide spread belief in the supernatural, which does play a key role in their Indonesian folklore. And quote, as they said, if there's an empty and haunted house in the village, put people in there and lock them up, said Sergeant Regent Head Kusidini Utong Yuni Sokowati. As much as I butcher their name, that's what they said. Grab these people, lock them in an abandoned house that they probably think is haunted. Or if you actually think it's haunted, go ahead and lock them some of bitches up and have them learn their lesson. So in Indonesia, you're either getting scared to stay in, or if you've gone out, you're getting punished and scared into a haunted house. Either way, that's some serious shit. All because people can't follow the simple instructions of keep your ass home. No word on whether they've actually done it or if they've had any bad situations with people reacting badly to being locked up. I'll keep an eye out, but you never know if they're going to follow up on the story or not. But damn, is that an interesting story. Well, in early April, a documentary came out. Yes, this April passed. Came out about none other than our friendly Bigfoot. But it's one with a way different focus on it. The film is described as, quote, Ken Walker is a world champion taxidermist. Ken specializes in recreating extinct and endangered species out of other animals' hides, like his famous saber-toothed tiger and giant panda. But these days, his pretty woman is 8 feet tall and covered in fur. His recreation of, quote, Patty, the female Bigfoot seen in the shaky 1967 movie. So the documentary following Ken making his Bigfoot follows him from start to finish, and it shines a light on the world and art of the taxidermy. Now, this should be interesting because I didn't see a picture of, I purposely didn't see it because I'm actually intending on watching the film, so I kind of kept my eyes shut from what it actually looks like. But I do have a link here for a trailer, and of course I'll have it on the site, isedidead.com, and you guys can look there and see if it's something if you guys want to check out. Yeah, there's been statues and stuff of Bigfoot, but this guy, like I said, he's known for making or recreating these realistic looking animals. So I'm very curious what he makes his Bigfoot Patty look like. So Deadline, I'm sure lots of you have heard it, I've mentioned it before, reports that there is a new live action series of Goosebumps in the works. The original series aired 25 years ago on Fox Kids, and it was a Canadian-produced show. I don't know if many of you knew that. Anyway, Neil H. Moritz, producer of the Goosebumps and Goosebumps 2 Haunted Halloween films, and Sony Pictures TV are working with Scholastic Entertainment in preparing the series. There are no details as to the plans for the new series, although Moritz promises a high-end television series that speaks to both adults and kids alike. If it's anything or anywhere near what the original series was like, then we're in for a treat. Although with kids today, I'm wondering if he's going to have to up the scare factor because so many kids don't get scared as much and so many people today don't seem to understand what horror is. So maybe he could teach him in the series. Something else you guys can watch is a trailer for a movie, which actually you'll be able to see the movie real soon anyway. The trailer for the new horror movie called Awoken has come out, and it looks like it's got a lot of potential. The movie is explained as a young medical student, played by Sarah West, attempts to cure her brother, Benson Jenk Anthony, from a terminal sleeping illness called fatal familial insomnia, FFI, where you're unable to sleep and unable to sleep up until you die. On her quest to help him, a more sinister reason for his condition is revealed. Now, without giving away too much, it's a nice twist on a horror subject matter that we've seen before. And apparently it looks like it is taking a scientific approach before all hell breaks loose. So that's always a plus. The film, which actually comes from Australia of all places, mate, is getting its North American release via Vertical Entertainment on May 8th on VOD. I'll have a link for it. So when it comes to horror, there's not many Australian titles that come to mind. I mean, I know there's The Dead, but I don't think many people out there have seen it. So it's something to definitely look forward to, mate. Maybe I'll do a review on that. I hope you guys are following me on social media because every so often I make a review post on Instagram and post it over to Facebook. I've been getting a few people hitting me up asking me to do more reviews. So I'm wondering what to do. Do you guys want me to continue posting the Ed Die Horror Theater on Instagram the way I've been doing, or would you guys like me to actually do full-on reviews, episode reviews of the movies, or just a typed-out review, you know, where you got to read, you know? Can you people read? People do still read, right? I don't know, because, I mean, everyone seems to be doing all YouTube and videos. I don't know if people know how to read anymore. Either way, let me know what you think. Maybe I'll put a poll up, and you guys can decide and see what you guys are thinking of what I should do with these reviews. And I'll be honest, some of the movies I've been hit up with look interesting. Some of them look straight up trash. And some of them look like purposeful trash, if you know what I mean by that. But let's move on to the main topic. Louisiana's Amityville? Yeah, I didn't title it that, but I did because I didn't want people to get confused about, wait a minute, Amityville is not Louisiana, but some people... Shut up and just listen to the story. It's an interesting one. So, anyone in Louisiana, do you want a house? Because apparently, at one point, there was a house. It was free. It was built in the late 20s. It's 2,400 square feet of beautiful home. It's got four bedrooms and set to have two ACE units in working order. Did I mention it was free? There's only two catches to this amazing deal. One, you could take the house, but you literally have to take the house. You have to move the house off the property and take it with you. So literally move the house somewhere. And according to the real estate agency, it was estimated anywhere from 50 to 80,000 roughly to move the house, depending where you're doing it. So that's stipulation one. Stipulation two that you have to be aware of is the son of a bitch is haunted. The house was recently listed by real estate agent Sylvia McLean on her Facebook page back in early March and mentioned how the house would be free, but made no mention of it being haunted. Well, the post was then flooded by comments from people telling all different stories about the house and its paranormal stories. Some of the people even refer to the house as Louisiana's Amityville. One commenter known as Gypsy Dawn, interesting name, said, quote, "I miss that property. I was the last tenant that lived there before it was abandoned. The property was heaven, but the house is quite unsettling. If you don't enjoy communicating with the spirit world because they speak loudly," end quote. Another person, Gary Allman, wrote, quote, "I experienced three things there that could not be explained, and my friend that lived there had more than that. We actually experienced one together, and we still talk about it," end quote. So you have two people there. Interesting, though, because Gary doesn't actually mention who his friend that lived there was. It'd be nice if he gave us more information, Gary. I wonder if he does know Gypsy Dawn, because people haven't been in the house for a while. So anyway, while McLean did make the initial post on March 2nd, it seems she hasn't responded much to the multitude of comments calling the house haunted. The post currently, at time of recording this, has over 1,000 comments and over 1,000, nearly 2,000 shares, though many of those comments are just people posting other people's names, because apparently people don't know how to use Facebook. And instead of sharing a post to someone, they just post someone's random name. And then you're like, who the hell is this? Man, if you're telling someone else, then tell them, not tell me. Anyway, that's a rant. I just can't stand when people don't know how to use Facebook. Get off if you don't know. She does mention that the last tenants moved out due to development, as the bank wants the land and was working on the land, but they don't want the house. As she said, "We have concentrated our efforts and development costs in saving as many of the trees as possible and simply do not have a place in a neighborhood for the home." So Lord knows what they're planning on doing, especially if they're keeping the trees. Maybe they're going to make a park or something. So this house is said to be haunted. So the question comes up, by who, how, and why? The whom, it's believed that the house is being haunted by an actual person. Like someone actually has an idea of who the ghost is. And that is Adele Vincent, who died in the front room of the house back in 1967. A woman by the name of Dawn Vallo Duclout said that her family bought the land that the house sits on back in 1860. Whoo, doggy, that's a long time ago. And that they lived there up until the 1980s. So that's almost 100 years. So according to her, Adele lived to be almost 90, and she was always digging in the pots. Like when you have something on the stove and someone goes and looks in the pot and stirs it around, she said that's what Adele used to do when she was alive. She said they don't believe the spirit of Adele is menacing, but they're pretty sure that it is her. She went on to say, "We used to hear her all the time jangling the pots when we had something on the stove," and added that you could hear somebody picking up the lid when there was nobody in the kitchen. If that's true, then it does make full sense. And maybe it is Adele haunting this place. And as far as the haunting not being mean or menacing, it seems McLean did tell one newspaper that she had heard some of the rumors of the house being haunted and called the rumors really cute stories. So, nice job, McLean. You told the news that you've heard the reports, but you didn't say shit about it in the initial post. Well, the house, it seems, was taken by someone and was set to be taken apart and moved. McClain said, quote, "We were able to find a house mover that wanted it for one of his children. But as one commenter said on the post, most likely the haunting will stay attached to the land, and whoever lives there in a new home they build will just have to deal with it." Which brings up a good point. While we don't know who took the house and where they took it to, will it still be haunted? It's possible that the ghost is not stuck to the land, but the house. I mean, 90-year-old Adele, yes, the family owned the land, but she lived in the house. It's talking about the house being haunted, not the land. So it's possible whoever took it, get them, took her with you. And having moved the house could piss her off, which is a trope of so many haunted houses, that just making changes causes the ghost to become menacing. She might stop from just messing in the pans and start throwing stuff around and pulling curtains and pulling your hair and stuff and just appearing and yelling at you. You don't know this. So there is a possibility that the haunting could get worse. After all, if it is Adele, she might get angry that you took her house and just moved it off her family's property. She might be like, "You didn't ask to do that. I didn't say you could do that. The fuck is you?" Let's hope nothing happens to the owners for their sake. But for our sake, let's see if we get to hear about the house again. Maybe this story isn't over. Maybe it's just beginning. Maybe there's enough for a movie of the week here. I don't know. If anyone does know what did happen to the house, let me know, because apparently it's somewhere near the Lafayette area of Louisiana. So look it up. I know at one point they did have the address. I didn't bother mentioning it here because it's not there anymore. Well, at least it shouldn't be there anymore. So we'll see what happens. Maybe after the shit goes down, they bring the house back and just tell the bank to kiss my ass. You got a haunted house on your hands. You deal with it. Until then, guys, I hope you're staying spooky, but I hope you're staying safe. I hope the COVID hasn't affected you like it has the people. We're up to number 6 of family / extended family members that have passed now, thanks to the virus. Thank you very much, Rona. No word if anyone's coming back and haunting anyone about the Rona, but someone did bring that up. They're wondering, with all these bodies and them not being properly disposed of in time or in general, what's going to happen? Keep your eyes out, guys. Especially if you're in New York City where there's so many bodies and trailers, makes you wonder eventually, is some of the trailers, are refrigerated trailers specifically, that they're keeping these bodies in a year from now, or when they're delivering turkeys for Thanksgiving using these same trailers, is somebody going to get a spooky turkey? Are you going to get a spooky gobble, 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 gobble?